It's the Todd Ortloff Show on News Radio KONP. Now, here's Todd.
All right, welcome once again to the program. First half of the show today. It's always fun this time of year. We do this now. Well, it's going to be about 6 or 7 times we've done this, in fact, where we get to meet some new doctors that are in town for a residency program for the next, it's the end of a 2-year part of a rural medicine residency program, and they're going to be doing the last year here.
That's 2 years here, I should say.
Yeah, right. And Dr. Rob Epstein is here first because he helps kind of guide this program through KNOWN, which is what it's attached to. So we're going to start with Rob. Good to see you again, Rob.
Yeah,
as
good
always,
to see you.
You know the questions always. Why don't you tell our listeners kind of what this is about? It's kind of unique, and Clallam County, Port Angeles area is poised, I think, to gain some perhaps future doctors down the road, at least.
Some, yeah, I hope so. So this is actually our incoming class of second-year residents. Our residency is a 3-year process. Family medicine residency is a 3-year process, and our residents spend most of their first year over in Seattle at the Swedish Cherry Hill residency program, and then right at the end of their first year, they move over here to Port Angeles and spend their second and third years of their residency here between North Olympic Healthcare Network and OMC, and then we now have them rotating out at Forks and Jefferson mm-hmm. Healthcare and all over the place, actually.
So they're getting lots of miles on the vehicles nowadays.
Yeah.
What's unique, though, about it is that it is specifically, you know, a rural residency program. We've talked about this in the past. There's a real need for folks to practice in places like Clallam County.
And what we know is that where people train in residency is they tend to then go work in either the same place or similar places. So there's actually more and more data coming out that where residents train in rural areas, they tend to those doctors then will practice in rural areas, and so it's even a stronger predictor than where people grew up, which also is a predictor.
Interesting. Yeah.
There's about a 40% chance if you grew up rural that you're going to practice in a smaller place, but if you grew up rural and trained in a rural place, was about an 80% chance. So that's kind of part of the idea of what we're aiming for.
So let's talk about the history of this locally. Take us through how this got started, because I think it's very interesting how, I mean, you basically got on the list more or less for these folks to
come. We originally had med students from the University of Washington. We started back when we were Family Medicine Port Angeles back in the early 2000s. And we had this idea that we wanted to start a residency, and so we formed a relationship with the Swedish Cherry Hill folks. And this kind of rural residency, we call it a 1+2, so it's a 1 year in an urban tertiary center and then 2 years in a rural area, became funded basically through Medicare. And so we were one of the original 25 programs in the country that actually started. And so we actually took our first residents in 2017. And since then, CMS, Medicare, and HRSA has actually developed quite a large grant where they're starting another 150 programs like ours, not just in family medicine, but also in psych, general surgery, internal medicine, and hopefully OBGYN in the future. So we're one of the first in the first batch.
And there's a little method to the madness, too, because, like anything, you viewed this as an opportunity to, hey, we need to start getting some folks interested in perhaps practicing in Port Angeles.
Well, we call that pipeline work where, we know that if we train people here, there's a higher chance that they will stay. And actually, a couple of our graduates have stayed. But the other thing that we're really noticing is how important it is to have these kind of opportunities for our local youth that are interested mm-hmm. in going into medicine, and that to have this kind of medical education here actually has promoted, other Port Angeles folks that are in med school. And so like this summer, for instance, we have med students not just from the University of Washington, but also from WSU, as well as PNWU, which is the DO school in Yakima, that will all be rotating with us here. And several of those students are actually from Port Angeles.
There you go. With your new facility at KNOWN just opening, how does this fit in with this as well? Because part of that expansion was to have more room for these folks even.
Well, yeah,
to do
actually,
some work.
The state gave us some money to modify the clinic down the downtown health center. But we're right now kind of where we're not going to get any bigger. We feel like we have enough. We don't want to have too many learners within the community, and how many learners the community can support. So right now we have a total of six. We have 3 second-year and 3 third-year. Plus, during a normal academic year, we'll probably have anywhere between 5 and 8 med students that rotate with us too. And some of them stay here up to 5 and 6 months. Some of them are only here for a month. But so we have quite a few learners of just the docs. The med students, but we also have some PA and nurse practitioner students too.
Yeah, right. How is this for you? Because you kind of, as I said, guide this program a little bit. So you kind of stuck with it. You probably get something personally out of this, not in a financial sense, but I think it must be rewarding to you.
My kids are all grown up and they graduated college, and this is my next parenting life.
I get it. Okay, what's next?
But no, it's really gratifying to see them, see all the residents kind of progress through a process of just becoming physicians, and we're trying to give them that rural experience, and with that, each one of them has kind of a different group of skills that they want to pick up, which actually works really quite well out here. And some of them are interested in OB, some of them are interested in addiction medicine, some of them are interested in reproductive health, and we can offer some really good experiences. And if we can't here, they also leave the peninsula and they go for more specialty rotations other places. But the bulk of their training actually is out here, basically between OMC and Nome. And some time out in Forks and some in Port Townsend, but for the most part here in Port Angeles.
All right, before we introduce the three that are here with us, tell us just in a nutshell what these 2 years looks like, where they end up to get training, what types of, what this rotation is like.
They
here.
Do, it's kind of a classic, apprenticeship kind of thing, mm-hmm. where they're going to spend time taking care of adult medical patients in the hospital. They're going to be delivering babies with the other known providers. They're going to spend time in the emergency room, both in Port Angeles and in Forks. They're going to spend time with different specialists, like the cardiologists and the dermatologists, and they spend time with the hospitalists at OMC. And all during that time, they've also got a clinic at Known a couple days a week where they're seeing patients, and they have a panel of patients that they'll be taking care of for the next couple years. And when they graduate, there's a new set that they hand those patients off to. So.
And they get all of that with the lens, if you will, of it being in a rural setting, because it's different. The ER here is different than an ER somewhere else. And delivering babies can be different. I mean, it's the same thing, but you know what I mean.
I think when you talk to, especially, when they're here for their second year, and then you talk to the ones that have been here for a year and they're in their third year, they're doing things that their Seattle counterparts just aren't doing, just because we have a different setup. We don't have specialists that can just take over, and we also have to understand when we can't take care of somebody here, we have to move them. We have to find where they're going to go. We have to find an accepting physician. So it's a process a little different than in an urban area.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing the three in today. Let's meet them. We're going to start over with Taylor Caldwell first. I should make the joke that they're all UW graduates.
UW.
UW. Yeah. And I know that the University of Wisconsin, UW, is going to correct me, and that's who we'll talk to first. Taylor Caldwell, tell us a bit about you, how you ended up here, what made you gravitate to doing this?
Yeah, so hi, everybody. Taylor Caldwell. I grew up in Wisconsin in a small town that was also kind of outside Minneapolis-St. Paul, so it kind of had a blended mix of both urban exposure, but it was a very much farming town and small. Grew over time, but did all my undergrad and med school in Wisconsin, and then actually my program in UW was the rural program. So I actually did all my clinical training. So like when I was working with patients, I moved to outside the capital and moved to a smaller town again in the very central Wisconsin. It was a unique space where I had a really big hospital, but it was in a town of 20,000. It actually was smaller than Port Angeles. Population similar, but the town itself, was a main street, and That's about it. And then traveled all over Wisconsin and even smaller towns for my training. So I was just always attracted to,
this has been your thing.
That's, yeah, all the way through, it's been what I've been doing. Right. And, you know, I appreciate a city. You know, I can enjoy it. But I'm also someone who appreciates smaller places and the wild. So
have you been out this way before?
Not before I moved here. We moved here last year, and we came out, you know, here and there, and it was gorgeous, and the people were always fantastic. Everyone I met so far. So
how did you get into the residency program? This one, maybe, from where you're at.
I know. I got really lucky, actually, because I found it because other people from my medical school had matched at the Seattle one. So I had been looking through, and I was looking all over for different places, you know, scouring websites for different residency programs, and I was looking through the places that previous people had matched, and I kept seeing Swedish Cherry Hill, and I'm like, where is this? What is this? And I found the website, and then I saw Rural Track, and I was like, that sounds cool to me. And then I was reading over everything, and I said, this sounds great.
And so here you are.
Here I am.
What do you do when you're not being a doctor? What are your pastimes? What do you like to do?
I like to do a lot of things outside. I go backpacking. Well, not as much as I used to, but hiking and camping in the forests. I love walking long miles. I have a lot of plants, less than I used to. It's hard moving around all the time and busy hours. The plants can suffer sometimes, but like gardening and things. I have a cat who I like to go home and cuddle with. I do a lot of reading in my free time, which people say is very abnormal for people who are very busy to read for fun. So I'm still able to keep that up. And I like to travel a lot. So I've been really lucky to go a lot of places too.
It's always a loaded question when I ask you all this, what do you do in your free? Because at this point in your career, there's not much free time. I know that.
The free time is what's easy and accessible. So reading, movies, cooking, gardening, those are like my accessible things.
You have a goal to go back to Wisconsin? I mean, what do you think is going to happen after you're finally done with all this? And
To be determined. I mean, I kind of, when I came out here, my plan was to be here. But, you know, it's kind of in flux. And I never really had the plan to immediately go back to Wisconsin. It was always kind of a theoretical, like, once I get my training and once I'm established. Because, I mean, one of the things I'm interested in here is addiction medicine. Very, very interested. And Wisconsin, the training for addiction medicine, and actually even, like, in practice, it's just not as common. You know, some of the older doctors that I worked with just didn't do it, interestingly enough. So...
All right. Yeah. What do you like best, I guess, lack of a better way to say this, about the rural, lens of things I talked about earlier? You know, because I'm sure you have friends who've stayed in the bigger cities and they're gonna specialize and do that sort of thing.
Yeah, I know it's always kind of hard to put my finger on. Like even when I was interviewing, I was like, you know, I think there's just something about smaller places and rural places. I was always more I was always more attracted to people who had difficulty accessing care, and it just looks different in people who are in rural places. It's isolated. It's this social isolation that's different than urban environments in a proximity sort of physical way. And so like doing different ways of care to reach people who just may be more isolated. I think that's part of it. And it's also just a little bit slower. I don't know. Yeah. Less traffic, more air. You can see the horizon more often. It's kind of those things too.
Yeah. Fair answer. That's a fair answer. All right. Thanks. Welcome to the community. And I hope you have a great couple of years here as you get through all of this as well. Let's see. I don't know. Let's go to Melanie next. Melanie Langa, who now we're into UW that we know. You're from the University of Washington and also from Washington State as well.
I actually grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So then I have to ask you this. How did you get to the Great Northwest then?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is a city, not quite a rural place. But I spent a bunch of time when I was in college in Montana and really had a kind of great experience being part of some rural communities there, and then was really grateful for the opportunity to be a student at University of Washington. I was based in Seattle, but because of the WAMI program that kind of connects a bunch of states in the Northwest, I also did some clinical training in Montana. So I was out in Butte, Montana for a little more than half of my clinical training, which is about the same size as Port Angeles. Actually, I think a lot of similarities in those communities, and got to work with a lot of great family doctors who did all kinds of things, just like Dr. Epstein was saying, you know, like delivering babies and doing endoscopy and kind of doing procedures. And that was really exciting to me. And so getting to do more of that kind of thing and train in a place with folks that do that too is what made me excited about this program. And I was actually lucky enough to get to do a month of my medical school out here in Port Angeles. And so did kind of get a taste of
You've been
of
here before then. Yeah. So that was my next question. As you probably heard, so you've had the taste of Port Angeles as well. So was that then a little impetus to saying, oh, I wouldn't mind doing that again?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was really fun to get to meet the residents who I think, you know, medicine is definitely a team sport, and we all work really closely together, both with the residency faculty, mm-hmm. physicians who are here, and all of the residency colleagues. And so getting a chance to meet all those folks and to see them work as a really awesome team and be fun people who I wanted to hang out with and who I, you know, wanted to learn from was a good reason to come here. I was really excited to be able to be part of the team now.
All right. Last two questions for you. What's next after you're done with this? Do you have a plan as to what what your future looks like career-wise?
Yeah, I definitely will be a family physician working in a smaller place. Yeah. Really excited about being in a rural community. I don't have any specific, like, I need to be here or I need to be there, but I really have loved being in Port Angeles, so wouldn't be sad if I was here for a while longer, but definitely want to be somewhere where family medicine doctors do a lot of kind of broad spectrum stuff, and this is one of those places.
All right. And then I have to ask, when you're not doctoring, what do you like to do?
I also like to be outside a lot. I do like to hike and kayak and canoe and lots of cool outdoor things here. Great access to mm-hmm. that. I really like to cook. So that's definitely a thing that I spend my free time doing. I don't read as much as Taylor and as much as I used to, but yeah, I would say the cooking. I also spend a lot of time on the phone with friends who are kind of flung further afield, so I like to be in touch with folks too.
All right. Well, welcome back to the community, since you've already had a taste of Port Angeles in your career, and we'll hopefully see more of you in the next couple of years here. Also in the studio, Dr. Chelsea Denny is here, and also a UW, and I have to say fondness of my heart, because she's actually got some WSU connection too, so those who know me, I'm a big Coug fan. So Chelsea, let's talk about you just a bit. You're from Eastern Washington, actually, right?
Yeah.
The only Washingtonian in the room with the rest of us.
Yeah, I like to say I'm a lifer. I'm from Goldendale, Washington, originally, town of like 3,000 people, so much smaller than Port Angeles, with, I think, a lot more limited access to community resources than Port Angeles has. But I did my undergrad at UW and then went back and got a post-bac at WSU to get my pre-med prereqs, and then did med school at UW as well.
Okay, so tell us a bit about the career path, how you ended up picking this, maybe because you have a little more familiarity to the area, so perhaps that's
I'm probably in that section of 80% that Rob was talking about. I grew up in a small town, and then I did in med school a rural underserved track, so I did a big portion of my training, like Melanie did in Montana. I did mine in Ellensburg, Washington, so learning from a bunch of full-spectrum family med docs, and I really liked I worked with a doc who did a lot of addiction medicine and OB, and I just thought that was super interesting. So that kind of is what led me to this path.
So what do you hope to be doing when you're all done with this? Do you have kind of anything in mind specifically? Or
I think when you pick family medicine, you pick it because you have a hard time making a decision. You want to do all of the things. Yeah. And so I know I'll do OB probably as part of my practice. But I'm sure I will lump in quite a few other areas, including addiction med, maybe some reproductive health. Undecided on whether or not I will do hospital work after this, but that's also a possibility. Okay. That's what's cool about
rural medicine.
That's
why you're doing this, right?
Yeah.
That's why you're doing this. You can stay in Washington State? Is that the plan? Since you're a lifer,
I mean,
have to ask.
It would be a real wild card if I left. I will never say never, but that would be very surprising.
All right. What do you do when you're not tied up with all of this, you know, being a doctor thing?
Well, me and Taylor are actually roommates. I am not a cook, but I am a great judge of cooking, so okay. I like to eat her food.
She eats my cooking.
Yes. And I have a small dog, a wiener dog, who I take on walks all the time, likes to hike. I'm also a reader. And then my family is close, and I'm super close with them as well, probably part of the ruralness and me. So I like to go back and visit whenever I can.
All right. Well, welcome all three of you doctors to town, and good luck over the next couple of years. And hopefully we'll see you out and about doing wonderful things in the community.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
And Rob Epstein, thank you for bringing him down, as always. That's Doctors Chelsea Denny, Melanie Langa, and Taylor Caldwell. And they're just starting the last 2 years of this rural residency rotation or program, if you will, here in Port Angeles and Clallam County. And they're, I'll call him a mentor in all of this, I guess. Dr. Rob Epstein has brought them along, as we do every summer, meet the new crew that comes in. I was going to ask you, Rob, it was this weekend, right? You're graduating the last class, that the number six?
We're graduating. It'll be our fourth class.
Fourth, that's right. And six is now halfway through.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so, so they'll be, Dr. Jolly and Dr. Jeffrey will be graduating. Unfortunately, they're both leaving, but they are going to very small places. Dr. Jeffrey's going back to Alaska, and Dr. Jolly is actually going back to Wyoming. But we've got a great class, next year's class that are coming up, and then these folks, and then our new first-year class has just started in Seattle this week. So
busy times.
It is busy times, yeah. But, yeah, we're doing well. Like I said, as I've done this over time, I'm realizing just how important it is to be aware of our local youth that are interested in medicine and healthcare. We, like I said, have several fourth-year med students that will be rotating with us that are from Port Angeles. We have a med student that's actually in the same program that Dr. Denny was, that is our trust student, which is a kind of a longitudinal program through med school, who's also from Port Angeles. And we're always looking for local youth that want to do medicine, because the chances of them wanting to come back to someplace like Port Angeles
better than not, right? All right. Well, congratulations, all of you, and welcome to the community. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back to talk about something totally different. We'll do that right after this.